Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk. Some people pronounce it as Habakkuk. Maybe that's the Jewish pronunciation. We're still looking at success secrets I learned from a failure. We have established that success is the norm. Failure is the exception. If there's anyone that should intrigue us, it should be the failure. Because as a child of God, all that you need has been given to you. The Bible said everything that pertains to life and godliness has already been released to us. So success should be cheap for you as a child of God if you embrace the principles and apply them. So, but we began to now look at why do people fail? The guys that fail against all odds, they fail with all the heavy grace God has released. How come they still fail? Those are the guys you are studying. In the first service, we looked at the fact that failures are blind. Failures don't see. Failures do not see. Failures only see things when they have already appeared. That is too late. If when you see things are when they have already appeared physically, then you are too late. Real great people are able to see things before they materialize. We said in the first service, those people that do well in exams, they have seen those questions before they were set. Not that they went to spy the lecturer's office. No, no, no. When they read the textbook, they saw the possible questions and they dealt with it. So by the time they set it for them in exam, when you see those Efiko boys, they'll be rubbing their hand like, oh, this is so nice. Because they have already answered this question, they have tackled this problem during their practice. But the failure, he is just seeing that question for the first time in his life. He didn't prepare. Hallelujah. So vision. We said it's important for you to have vision. You must be able to see far. The only way you will not be trapped in your present is to see your future. That's the only way you will not be trapped in your present. You must have a picture of your future. Especially in the environment that we live. It is very easy to be hopeless in this environment. You will just look around you to appear as if nothing is happening. It is your vision that can keep you in the midst of a hopeless situation. That's why no matter what anyone steals from you, don't let them steal your ability to dream. Hallelujah. Don't let anybody steal your ability to dream. Keep seeing a better future. Let it become a graphic picture. Let it become a clear picture in your heart of how tomorrow can be. Those that do not see a bright future are trapped in the present. Hallelujah. The what we are going to look at in this second service, it is still tied to vision. Because the Bible said, without vision, it said the people perish. That word perish doesn't mean that they go to hell. The word perish there means they waste. Without vision, people are wasted. Without vision, the potentials in people are wasted. Without vision, he said, my people perish. Proverbs 29 verse 18. Say, where there is no vision, the people do what? Perish. This vision here is not the one that they see for you, where a prophet sees for you. That's not what they're talking about here. This one is talking about a picture of your future. We also dealt with in the first service, there is a difference between your purpose and your vision. Very important. Many people have purpose, but they don't have vision. Your purpose is your area of assignment. That is, for instance, you might be a fashion designer, you might be a tailor, you might be a footballer, you might be a teacher, you might be a banker, you might be an engineer. That is your purpose. That is your gift. The vision is how far do you see yourself taking that gift to? Everybody plays football. Many of you here, when you were young, you played monkey post in your backyard. Some people saw it as their purpose, but they never had a vision that one day I will play for Man U or Man City, preferably. And go pay you better there. All right. So you must, beyond your gift, you must be able to see yourself taking it far. That is what vision is. Failures are blind. They can't see. They can't see a future. They can't see a better life. They are too obsessed with their present. They are too concerned about the present challenges. Listen carefully. The only thing that will take you away from these present challenges is a picture of the future. If the only thing you see is the problems around you, then you are not going to come out of it. You must protect your power to dream. And you know the funny thing? When it comes to dreaming or seeing vision, everybody is free. We are all equal. Nobody can dream more than you. It's by choice. Hallelujah. You can decide to dream as far as... you know the interesting thing? Africans, especially Nigerians as a whole, we need to even lay hands on our head for effective visioning and dreaming. Because the average black person is not seeing far at all. He's not seeing far at all. And you know the interesting thing? He has also taken it as his job to even pull down other people's dreams. So if you come near an African and say, I plan to own an office in VI, he will tell you, how can? It's not possible. He will take effort to key your own. Instead of him to dream his own, he will leave his own and now use all his energy to try to minimize your vision. I don't know why people do that. Praise God. Please dream freely. Dream freely. Don't let anything... The only thing that can get you out of the present challenge is that you dream. If you live in a one-room room, anytime you enter there, be telling yourself this is a mansion. If you lose the ability to dream... Listen, let me tell you how it works. Everybody has a mind. Your mind can do two things. Two powerful things. The first thing your mind can do can be used for is for memory. The second thing your mind can be used for is for imagination. Memory and imagination. It's like your VCD or whatever. It can replay. It can also preplay. It can go forward. Many people use their mind for memory. So they are poor now and they keep replaying the poverty. So the results keep remaining poverty. You can either replay the past or preplay the future. So what you ought to do with your mind is to stop seeing what is physically around. Start seeing what can be. Start imagining. That is how God created us. God made us creators. Is somebody here? God made us what? Listen, you are a creator. It's only that if you don't understand how you work, you will be creating poverty again. I told them the first service. In Genesis 1:1, there's a principle in Bible interpretation called the law of first mention. That means anytime something in the Bible is mentioned for the first time, it connotes the most important part or the most important characteristic of that person or that thing or that word. Okay? So, see the first thing they said in the whole Bible. Genesis 1:1. Can you show it? He said, in the beginning, what happened? I can't hear you. In the beginning, what happened? No, you can be louder. In the beginning, what happened? God created. The most powerful characteristic of God is creation or creativity. And guess what God said in from verse 25, 26 and all that? He said, let us make man in what? I can't hear you. In what? I can't hear you. In what? In our image. And after what? Our likeness. In other words, if creation or creativity is God's major characteristic, and he said, you are like me, It means you two are meant to be creating. That's why, like I said before, that's why God didn't finish everything. God could have made chairs. He could have made cars. He could have made aeroplane. He could have made everything. God stopped at bush. He made bush, put man there. He said, you two be creating, because there is no use giving somebody the ability to create when there's nothing to create. Is somebody here? That would be punishment. Can you imagine giving somebody the ability to eat and then there's no food? That's annoyance. So, what it would have made sense if God made man a creator and God has already made everything. God is a wise God. He just made bush. Bush alone. Put Adam there, said, you are a creator like me. Start creating. And since that time till now, creation has not what? Stopped. Is somebody following this? So as you are sitting before me now, you are a creator. The only problem is that if you are using your mind to, you are snapping the wrong pictures. You come to your house, the furniture is dead. There's a big hole in the chair. The rat even enter the chair and come out. You know, there are some houses that rats, they share the house with you. It's not, in some other houses, the rats, they dodge. When they see you, they respect you, they hide. Then the night when you are asleep, they come out. There are some other houses that the rats, they are with you. You are not, you respect each other. When he has guests, you excuse him. He will host his own guests. This one, they walk in the daylight. If you cook, finish, you serve yourself. As you go, you'll be hearing the person doing crank, crank, crank. Himself, they serve his own. Say, food done. You know, so you have all those challenges. If you continue playing those pictures, if that's the only picture you keep playing, then you won't see change. You have to use your creative ability to start painting a picture of a better future. Start telling yourself it won't be like this forever. Start telling yourself there is a better way, there's a better life. Hallelujah. So God made us creators. God gave you the power to imagine things. Let's look at Genesis chapter 11. We'll come back to Habakkuk. Genesis 11. There were some interesting guys here. Genesis 11 from verse 1. It says that the whole earth was of one language and one speech, and it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime had they for mortar. Verse 4, and they said, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the earth. This is their vision. Look at verse 5. The vision was so powerful that God came to inspect the site. He said, and the Lord came down to see the city and the tower. Praise God. You understand? People had a dream that interested God. It's just showing you the kind of ability you have. He came down to see the tower that they built and see what God said in verse 6. I love this. See what God said in verse 6. He said, and the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have what? One language. And this thing that they begin to do, he said, and now nothing will be what? Restrained from them, which they have what? Imagined. That if they are thinking it, God is not devil now, it's God that said, nothing can stop them. Can you imagine that? That's the law of vision. If your vision is genuine and is strong in your heart, God is saying, nothing can stop you. Nigeria's economy can't stop you. Bad government in Nigeria can't stop you. That you didn't go to school or that they didn't teach you in school can't stop you. That you live in so and so area, it can't stop you. God said, if you have imagined to do it, said nothing will be impossible to you. Hallelujah. So that takes me to the real point I want us to deal with in this second service. Please, I advise you to get the CD of the first service. I dealt with vision very well. It will bless you. Get that CD quickly. Habakkuk chapter 2 now. We're going to the main point of this service. From verse 1. If you can't find Habakkuk, just look at the screen. Some people never hear Habakkuk before. It's in the Bible. Habakkuk. Verse 1. He said, I will stand upon my watch, and I will set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. Verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Verse 3. This is where I'm going now. He said, for the vision is what? Yet for an appointed time. But at the end, what will happen? Shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, do what? Wait for it, because what? It will surely come. It will what? Not tarry. Say, wait for it. The point of this service is that failures are givers. They give up too easily. Failures are givers. They give up too easily. Already, for the fact that you are in this service, it tells me that you are not a failure. Because many people would have given up and not come to church because of this rain. For you to have come inside this rain, that means you already have what it takes to succeed. It is the same principle you apply in your life. Sometimes the weather, the environment, the circumstances will look as if it doesn't make sense to succeed. But yet, in the midst of all that, you will still step out. Failures give up too easily. No good thing in life comes cheaply. Diamond, gold, oil, those precious things that is very expensive, you do find them on the surface? Never. That's just how life is. Anything that can be found on the surface is not expensive. It's not precious. If it is going to be precious, it is usually hidden. It's only those that can dig and dig and dig that can find it. Hallelujah. It's only those that can dig that can find it. No good thing will come cheaply. You be ready to be persistent. Be ready not to give up easily. When you really want something, you must be willing to stay and work for it. Failures give up too easily. Failures have tried everything that they should try to succeed, only that they tried it half-heartedly. At the slightest glance of challenge, they gave up. They have tried it. There's nothing you want to tell a failure to do that he has not done. If you tell him do business, I've tried business. I was selling the church card, but people that were buying were not paying me. So I just loaded my phone with the remaining church card to call them and abuse them. He has tried it, only that he didn't last. Listen to me, most businessmen have lost money, plenty. The difference is that they stay and work to make far more than what they lost. But the failure, we think that losing money is the reason why he should close. I was talking to an elderly businessman, very elderly, from when I was young. You know, my dad worked in for government, this is friend, I was a businessman. We had known this guy from when I was young. And from then, I had learned the difference and the cash flow of businessman and government worker. They're not the same. The businessman, if he's doing well, it's doing well. So many years after I've grown to almost this age, the man had now moved to the village because he's tired of Lagos. He went to set up his business in the village. So I went to see him and he was telling us how, he brought some people to do so and so thing. They did the fake one. He left them. He called on other people. And he was talking about money that they wasted, as in that he paid for. They didn't do the work. This is an elderly man. He didn't even pay him. As in, you paid somebody almost money close to ₦1 million to do something. He did rubbish. It didn't work. And you just call on that person. And it was a by gist. It was a side gist. It wasn't the main discussion. Can you imagine my money? No. Because he's old now. He has seen that in business sometimes you do some things, you don't get results. Don't stay there and be crying. Move on. You have lost money. You can work hard and make more money than you have lost. When we brought one of the guys who bring for when we brought for Edge Business School, we asked him that, how do you deal with people not paying you in business? He said, there's no business person that has not met somebody that didn't pay. He said, they don't pay. Some people won't pay. But he said, you won't fight them. He said, how many will you fight? If you want to be chasing people that are not paying you, you will lose the business. And that was some failures do. Somebody bought dress, he has not paid. You leave all the customers that are paying. You pack your bag to travel to go and fight the person. And you sit down with him in his domot. Because people that don't owe you, they literally have domot. You sit down there. Leave the business. And because customers are calling you, I want to make order. You say, no. I'm trying to retrieve my 1,000 naira business. Failures have done what successes are doing. Only that they did it once, it didn't work, they ran back. They don't realize that people that are successful, they have been doing it. They have experienced many failures. They just don't share it. They don't allow you to bug them. Be persistent till you get results. He said, though it tarries, he said, wait for it, it will not tarry. It looks like a confusing statement. Say it will take long, but it won't take long. That's what they're saying. It will appear as if it's taking long. Say, but stay on it. One day it will start paying off. Most failures say, I've tried business. People don't pay. That's how everybody has been. A lot of people, even banks, you see bank as big as a whole bank. Some people borrow money and don't pay. It can't remain you where they sell shit. You see a full bank. Somebody borrowed hundreds of millions. The person is not around. The person is around. He said, I can't pay. They have locked him up. After they lock him, they release him by themselves. Because if he's locked up, that means he can never. There's no money inside prison. They come out. They say, come out. Come and look for money for give us. And the man will go back to his house and order juice. So therefore, leave me there now. They release him by himself. Let somebody be owing you. Say you want to take a police station. Police station. To do what? What will police tell you? They'll say, Oga, why are you owing him? He said, I don't have. Why don't you have? Because I don't have. When can you pay? I don't know. Oh, yeah, sign. Sign that one day you will pay. One day I will pay. Police can't do anything. They can't do anything. All great businessmen will tell you that they've done some deals that it was a waste. They don't like to share it because it will be paining them, so they forget it. They say, business. Say, fine. Business is fine. They don't want to share the money they lost. But they work hard to make more than the one they have lost. But you see, a failure, he will stay at that his loss. You meet him 3 days, he's still crying on the same spot. What happens? I lost money, he's still crying. Get up back on your... Bible says a righteous man falls 7 times and he stands up again. You know what that means? Then you see, anytime you see in the Bible when they say 7 times, they're not counting the exact times. What they're saying, 7 means perfection. What they're saying is that man, every time he falls, he stands. Did you get that? Is somebody get what I'm saying? When you swear the Bible said the righteous, can you show that DJ? Say the righteous falls 7 times and stands up. What they're saying, okay, the other part of the Bible where this Bible said the word of God has been proven 7 times. You see that there. They are not counting the times literally. What they're saying is that it has been proven and tested. What they're saying that this man, he don't fall, the himself don't tire fall. You understand? Fall, don't tire. He falls and he stands up. Look, there's no issue about falling. Don't let people meet you on the ground. So some people they fall and they not stay there and be crying. What happened? They wait one more put together first. Don't people plenty for them talk what happened. Look at it. He said, for a just man falleth what? 7 times and does what? Rise up again. He said, but the wicked fall into mischief. Stand up. Keep at it. There's no temptation taking you. There's no trouble that is taking you, but such as is common to man. Say, one boy cheated me, or one girl cheated me, I won't marry again. The more reason, because you have suffered, the more reason why you should marry. To still enjoy. Amen? I won't marry again. The girl I love, she left me. Now God save you. Now look well, I marry on that one. Don't make your failure permanent. Don't make the failure fatal. Try again. Successful people try again. Look, even the times, the Bible says be instant in season and out of season. Many times you will not feel like going on, but go on all the same. If you can stay long enough, you will get strength again. The Bible says through the scent of water,
that leaf or that stump that has been cut down, it will do what? It will grow again. When you are most tired, if you keep at it, fresh strength will come. That's what failures don't know. At the first time when they feel tired, they surrender. No! It's okay to feel tired, but continue. Fresh energy will come. Fresh. How many of you have done jogging for long distance? First time I went jogging with somebody, and I went to somebody that is very strong. If I had known, I'd have gone with somebody lazy like me. I went to somebody very strong, jogging. We started jogging. Oh boy. After the first, you know, sometimes in your mind is telling you you can do it. But your body is saying you go die here now if you don't sit down. So as we took off, after some minutes, my mind too started agreeing that we can't do this thing. The wahala is too much. So in my mind, I said when I get to that pole, I will surrender. I've already given success. I've already set my short-term goal. If I reach that pole, what is it so? And there my jogging end. Meanwhile, we are planned to go around. By the time we got to that pole, I was thinking the person with me too, we also, you know, sometimes failure is good when all of you people agree that there's no money in Nigeria. And all of us just agree, just fail. But when somebody else is encouraged and you are discouraged, you go just pretend. Like say, it's well, it's well. You go pretend. Because you know, if he talks and you know, continue. So when we got there, they look the guy, say, this guy, maybe, is he feeling tired like me? Will he agree for us to stop? The way he was looking and jogging. He passed the pole, just they go. I said, no, me go, can't disgrace my family. I just follow. But you know the interesting thing? The moment you pass that pole, fresh strength. If you have done long distance race, they call it, I don't know what they call it, fresh wind. There's a language, second wind. There's a language they used to refer to it. At the time, you feel as if you are so tired, you can't continue. But once you break through that tired stage, another wind, another energy will just come again that will take you far. But many people, when they the first time they feel tired, they give up. That's the problem. Don't give up. The Bible says be instant in season and out of season. Many times you will feel like packing up that dream, packing up that vision, packing up that business. Keep at it. Every time you are tired, you are nearer the breakthrough. Failures give up easily. Failures give up easily. They have good dreams, but good dreams will need great price. Keep at it. Don't surrender. Don't surrender. Don't surrender. I've shared in this church many times. There were many times I felt like closing up the ministry. Many times. This was years ago, of course. Many times. I would have said to myself, thank God I was not married then, so I can talk to myself. I would have said to myself, after this service today, I would just announce that there's no service next week. We will inform you when this next service will hold. Till further notice. Meanwhile, that further notice in my mind, nothing for where. It's final notice. So I would have prepared my message. I would have planned it. After the message, I would just tell them, don't come next week. Oh, I will tell you when we'll resume. I immediately get there. And I preach, that's the day there will be a great anointing, and I won't be able to tell people not to come next week. It didn't happen once, it didn't happen twice, it didn't happen three times. It happened for a while because I was discouraged. I was tired. But you know the interesting thing? Now, there are still times I feel tired. There are still 5 times I feel discouraged. But you see, I'm used to it now. I'm used to keep, I've learned how to keep going, even when I don't feel like keep going or to keep going. I've learned how to do what I don't feel like doing. That's where you need to get to. Where you don't allow your feelings to control you. Where you know that, man, this thing is not looking like it's going to work, but I will still be working it. Hallelujah. I will keep at it. He said, though it tarries. Do you understand? They acknowledge that it will look like it's taking long. He said, though it tarry. He said, wait for it. It won't tarry again. That means from this point you have reached, it's not far again. Though it looks far, he said, it's not far again. Can we read that scripture? Look at it. He said, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. He said, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. That means if it's a genuine vision, it will say the truth. It will not lie. It won't give you hope and not deliver. He said, it won't lie. He said, but he said, though it tarry, though it looks like it's taking long, he said, wait for it because what? It will surely come. It will what? Not tarry. What they are saying is that where you are now, you are closer. You are closer than when you started. It still looks as if it's taking long, but don't worry. It's not far again. It's not long again. Keep at it. Some of you are at the point where things are about to blow up for you. You are at the point where things are about to change. As in, there's that point when you have stayed on one thing for long where the season just changes. But you see, every dream will prove you. Every vision will prove you whether you really believe it. Everybody believes at the first day. Everybody believes. It's at the end that we don't see people. He said, the end, it shall what? Speak. Have you noticed that most things you do in life, it's not everybody that started with you that ends with you? Have you noticed? When we're in primary school, in fact, the first day in primary school, the class is always what? Very full. Then by middle, by primary three, we have reduced. But primary six, it's only a few of us that are finishing. Have you noticed? Then we enter secondary school, SSM, GS1, the class is what? Full. People from everywhere. By GS2, some people didn't come, resume. By GS3, some people didn't resume. Some either failed or they dropped off. By SS3, you discover that whole set that were so many, we've reduced. The same thing happens in university. Same thing happens when we start working. Same thing happens when we get married. Everybody that get married, some of them, at the end, they're not together. He says, at the end, it shall speak. It's only those that endures to the end that shall be saved. Don't give up too easily. Don't give up too easily. And you know the funny thing about giving up easily is that after a while it becomes a habit. That's the problem. When you give up easily, after a while it becomes a habit. And you know what that means? That means everything you touch, at the first glance of stress, at the first glance of delay, you will just surrender. But if you begin to make it a habit now to see things to the end, if you begin to make it a habit to win at all costs, after a while it will become a habit also. So usually anything you touch will start to work. Hallelujah. There's always that breaking point. It says the appointed time when things change. It's only those that endure that sees that point. Most people don't know the story from the backside. If you check any great person today, there were times they suffered. Whether it's a music person or an actor, there are times that they suffered. There are times that nobody knew them. But usually we don't know that story. We usually know the story from where things began to what? Change. There's always a point where things change. It's only those that endure. It's only those that endure to the end that shall be saved. Hallelujah. He said, though it tarries, wait for it. It will not tarry. Say, at the end, it shall speak. I say, it will not lie. Hallelujah. That dream that you have, that vision, stay on it. Let's read. Let's look at Genesis 26. Failures give up too easily. Failures give up too easily. They are givers. They give up too easily. On that thing about being persistent, is that if you don't give up quickly, after a while, you will see a way. That thing that looks like it's not working now, if you can stay on it long enough, after a while, the solution will come. They asked Einstein, one of the smartest men that ever lived, how come he was able to invent so much? How come he was able to create so much? And he told them that he's not more intelligent than most people, but that the problem is that most people think about many things at the same time, but that he focuses on one thing. He stays on that thing until he gets the breakthrough. You must learn to stay strong until the breakthrough comes. Learn to stay. I love this story, Genesis 26. Are you there? Genesis 26. I'm going to read from verse 18. It says, okay, let me read from verse 17. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. Verse 18. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which the father had called them. Look at verse 19. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. Great testimony. He said, and the headsmen of Gerar did strive with them. That means they fought with them. Fought with Isaac's headmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of that well Esek, because they strove with him. Oh, but I love Isaac. See verse 21. And they did what? They digged another one. They digged another well. They digged another well just because somebody has done something in a certain business. I didn't want dig another well. You must learn to wear the devil out. He too, he gets tired. Do you understand? Don't think you're the one. You wear him out. They dig another well. He said, and they did what? Verse what? Verse 21. It says, and they digged another well and strove for that also. That means they fought them also. And he called the name of it Sitna. Look at verse 22. And he removed from thence and did what? Digged another well. And for that, what happened? They strove not. Even the enemies got tired. Say, leave this boy. Because they had come to a conclusion. If you block this one again, this boy will do what? He will dig another well. You need to get to that stage of your life where the enemy knows this boy. If you stop him, he's going to dig another well. But you know, most failures, after the first one, some will drop off. The other set, after the second one, they will drop off. But Isaac was determined. I'm sure if they didn't stop, we would have been reading now, we would have gone to verse 300. And Isaac dug. We said, go, don't tire. And Isaac dug another well. And they block it again. Verse 360. And Isaac dug. Because he wasn't going to give up. He wasn't going to give up. Would have kept reading it till somebody gave up and it wasn't him. He dug another well. He dug another well. I love that. He dug another well. Let's see how he ended. He says, verse 22. And he removed from there and digged another well. And for that one, they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now, the Lord had done what? Made room for us. And we shall what? Be fruitful in the land. See, God has now made room. You see, the truth is that God had made room for them since. But they had to be persistent to get it. God has already opened doors for you. You just have to stand. The Bible says, I haven't done all to stand. He said, do what? Stand therefore. Praise God. He said, I haven't done all. What do I do again? Stand. Stand. That your business must grow. That your career must grow. It doesn't matter who is against it, it must grow. That vision must come to pass. That thing you have seen in your mind, it must materialize. Doesn't matter what's happening in the economy, stand. And Isaac dug another well. He dug another well. He dug another well. He dug another well. Till the people fighting him gave up. They gave up. I release grace for you to wear out your enemies. They are the ones that will give up. In the name of Jesus. They gave up. The enemies gave up. They say, leave this boy. That's it. They came to that conclusion. Let's leave this boy. So be persistent. Keeping on. Keep at it. Keep at it till it works. I like Matthew 7:7. He said, ask and you shall receive. Do what? Seek and you shall find. Do what? Knock and it shall be opened. But you see, that's not the original translation. The original translation of that scripture, you know what it says? It said, ask and keep on asking till you receive. It says, seek and keep on seeking till you find. It said, knock and do what? Keep on knocking till the door opens. But you see what many people do? Just knock once. I don't knock. And because it doesn't open. When you have an important message to collect or give someone and you knock at their gate, they don't answer. What do? You knock what? Louder. You knock again, but you also knock what? Louder. But suppose you just knock once. You didn't answer and you go home. Keep at it. Keep at it till you wear them out. Jesus gave that parable of that woman that there was a judge that didn't fear God or fear men. But that woman came and was knocking at his door in the night. He said, if I don't answer this woman, she will not sleep and I will not sleep. That's the attitude you need to have about life. Life will still give you, life will not give you what you desire. It will give you what you demand. It won't give you what you deserve. It will give you what you demand. Many people think they deserve to succeed. No, you need to demand it out of life. You need to demand to have your own place. You need to demand to make your own impact. Demand it out of life. Hallelujah. Demand it. Demand it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I remember when, because some people think if God has given me something, if God has blessed me, it will come cheaply. That's not true. Because see Isaac. Isaac said God has made room for us, but Isaac had to fight for it. I remember when God spoke to me about school. Said I should go to school. He gave me the school to go to. Give me the course. He told me Yabatech. He told me biz admin. I would never have dreamt of going to Yabatech. I would never have thought of biz admin. God told me. So I did the exam. The cutoff was 150. I scored 151. The 151 I didn't read though. I just went to and I marked papers. That's that shit. And I got to the school. From the gate, people were already telling me, 151 for biz admin. Because biz admin was the department that was in demand. Everybody wanted to go to biz admin. They say you'll never enter. 151. Say, go home, go and write on that jam. You can't enter. From the gate, I've not entered the school from the gate. But you see, I'd heard God. So I entered the is it faculty now they call it or whatever. And I spoke to people there also. They say, 151. You can't get it. Everybody say you can't get it. My elder brother was in Yabatech then, was in the same school. He was in HND, almost finishing. So he knew many people. And he was in accounting, was the same department. So I didn't talk to people. He spoke to people that he knew. He said, all of them there, they're saying it's not possible. And the ones that are saying they can do it, they say you should bring money, you should bribe. I told him that, you know, I'm a pastor, so I will not bribe. So that's not an option. You know what I did? I took my papers, all the documents I needed to go to school. I went to stand in front of the biz admin building. You know what I said? I said, I'm going to stand here and be talking to people today till somebody agrees to help me. And I'm not joking. You need to be that committed before the door opens. The door, they're not sure whether you really want to enter. That's why they're not answering you. When you stand in a way that today, this door must open. After a while, like Isaac, they'll say, oh yeah, come and pass. The way your face is strong. It's not by, we're not fighting you. Oh yeah, pass. I'm telling you, life is like that. So I stood in front of that place at the entrance of the hall. Entrance. Is anybody that come out or go in that looks like a lecturer today, you will hear my case. And the first person came out. I saw him. He just came out. He was carrying some files. As he came out, I saw students run to him to help him. Then he was going to a Mercedes-Benz. That time, Mercedes-Benz was the, I think it was 190. It was the biggest car that time or so. So he was going to a Mercedes-Benz and they all followed him. They carried. So I just thought this was a senior lecturer. The way students helped him and he has a Benz. I didn't know that he was an ordinary clerk or something stupid. And the car was his Oga's car. They sent him to come and put the file. Nobody said I didn't get file. Nobody didn't get car. I'm saying that because of what he did to me. Because as I went to meet him, I said, I'm looking. He said, get out of here. Do I look at somebody giving out? He shouted at me. When I found out that I sent a clerk, I nearly slapped the guy. Now you're wicked like this. If you can't be a VC or this, you go. The guy shouted at me. He said, get out of here. I'm not, am I the one giving admission? He shouted at me in front of everybody. Did he move me? I went exactly back to where I was standing before. And I said, my mind is not you, but that the person will be here. I stood there for the next person. As I stood there some minutes, and look, if they had not, I would have still been there now. I'm not going to go. We must solve that issue. So I stood there, and that woman came out. No, a guy, and that guy came out. He looked like a lecturer too. He had a big stomach. I followed him. He said, excuse me, sir. I'm so and so person. I'm looking for admission. He was saying, oh, that he's even late now. You know, admission, every time you come, it's either too early or it's too late. There's no right time. That's why we're wicked. If you have pursued admission before, you know what I'm talking about, Abi. Some of now, past jam, now enter where. Some of us, we know what we're talking about. If you have chased admission before, anytime you come, it's either it's too early or it's too late. There's no right time. They are wicked people. Those. So the guy said, oh, it's even too late. This is just telling me stories. That he's going for a lecture now. Maybe I should see him after. As I followed him, he entered the lecture hall. So I stood at the position where I'll be seeing the entrance of the where I was standing, and I'll be watching him. So that immediately he comes out, I attack him. If he doesn't, if while he's in there, if another person comes out, I attack them. I was going to get that admission that day. That's the kind of dogged spirit to have. So as I stood there watching the two gates, I saw another woman come out from that hall, that side where this guy was lecturing. And when the woman came out, I saw the lecturer I was chasing, came out and greeted the woman, you know, very well. I said, this man, they greet this woman like this. That means this woman must senior am. So I leave the man, I follow the woman. today. Follow the woman. Say, excuse me, man, I'm here for this. And the woman say, oh, she's not even in the charge of admission. She's not, I just talk my own. You talk your own. And she went and carried something. She went somewhere to carry something. I waited in front of this thing. She carried what she came out. I continued again. After a while, she just said, okay, okay, go and meet your HOD and tell him that I sent you. I wanted to go and now stop. Number one, I don't know my HOD. You can never enter the school. Number two, I don't know your own name. So I came back and said, number one, please, what's your HOD name? He says, Mr. Baloko. He called the name. I said, good. I said, what's your own number? She, I never met her anywhere. Didn't know her from anywhere. So I went to the HOD office. Got there. He said, ah, so I should go and get a written note. She can't just come out and say, so you should go and get a written note. So I had to chase the woman again. Go and find where she was going. I got there. When I got there, she was obviously a big person in the school. All right. And her office was filled. Many people were waiting for different things. Everyone was crowded. I couldn't enter. But dogged man, I stayed there now. Today and today, except she go sleep for this office. If she's going to go home, we will see. I stood there and I saw that she went to under office to carry something, files. As she was coming inside, Amy. I ran and carried the file for her. So as I carried the file, all the crowd were there, no matter, I'm carrying the file. I'm the one carrying the file. So we marched past all the security, all the front decks, all everybody, I'm carrying the file. So as I got inside her office, I was like, hey, now. They say I should bring written notes. I said I should written note. So she took the notes. She wrote Mr. Balogun. Wrote my name. She didn't know what to write, whether I'm her cousin or her my neighbor or my judy. We never met. She write help. She write for God's sake. Because it's God that was doing it. And that was the note. Never met her. After that time, I've never met her again. I didn't go and give her money. I didn't go and give. Never. I've never seen her again till that time. That's how I got the admission. I persisted. I wonder what challenge you have faced that you have given up. The moment you make up your mind like that, once they see that this one, you know, go come out here, life itself will agree that let's allow this guy go. Life will agree that this guy is tired of poverty. True, true. This guy not ready to pour again. But some of you, your attitude shows that you still don't mind. Look, as long as where you are, you still don't mind, then you will never get. You need to become desperate. You know, even in prayer, you know what God said? God said, what things soever you what? Desire. That word desire has to do with fire. It has to do with passion. God didn't just say, be asking anything, even the one you don't want, the one you want. God said, what things soever you what? Desire. Some of you are not yet passionate about the next level of your life. It's an option for you. When you get to the stage where the next level of your life is no more an option, where, see, Isaac had cattle. He couldn't stay without a well. There's no option. You can't say, let's be managing and be borrowing water. When you have cattle, they have to drink water every day. So you must have your own well. So Isaac said, today now, if we go spare, we go dig 100 well here. We go dig 100 well. If the whole road become well, because these cattle, they must be drinking what? Water. But for many of you here, your next level is still an option. That's why, you know, even to come to church, you say, I'm tired. Even when you are tired of your present situation, you will not be tired of going to church. When you're tired of poverty, you won't be tired of paying tithe and giving. When you need to get tired of where you are and make up your mind. I had said that day in that school that I will stay in that place. I made up my mind. And you know the funny thing? By the time I spoke to three people, I got the result. That's exactly what Isaac did. By the time he dug the third one, good result. Praise God. It was these revelations I saw. I've given you the same thing now. Go back. That office where they said there's no space. Go again. Stand back. Say there was no vacancy last week. This is another week. There's a guy called Les Brown. That's how he got his first job. He wanted to be a radio. He wanted to work in radio. Of course, he didn't have connection. So he went to a radio house. Went to knock there. That my name is so-and-so Les Brown. I can do radio presenter, whatever. I'm looking for a job. They say, no vacancy. Say, thank you. He went. Next day, he came back again. Say, my name is Les Brown. I'm so sorry. They say, we told you yesterday, no vacancy. Say, thank you. He went. He came back the third day. My name is Les Brown. They say, I know the one that's been coming to study this. Say, yes. Say, I've told you there's no vacancy. Say, yes. So why is he here? Say, maybe he told them maybe somebody has died. Now, from that phase, that maybe somebody must have died or somebody must have resigned or got promoted. He said, there is no vacancy. Do you hear? He said, yes. He came again the next day. He wore them out. After a while, the guy just said, go and get me coffee, my friend. He said, thank you, sir. That means work has what? Started. He said, thank you, sir. He wore them out. After he went to bring coffee. So he started working there. They said, we're sending him around like houseboy. Go and buy this one. You know, the kind of people in the office. Go and buy beans. Go and buy. You're sending him around. but he was doing it faithfully. Then one day, even when they have guests from abroad or guests that travel in, he will go and do driver, go and pick the guests from the airport. One day, he was doing office assistant for the DJ, the presenter. The presenter was drinking alcohol. He was saying the guy, drink, boy, drink. The guy will drink and speak in the mic. After a while, the guy was getting drunk. He said, drink. He got to say the guy got completely drunk. The Algana called from home. He said, Les, are you in the office? Say yes. He said, that guy there is drunk. He said, yes, sir. He said, pull him out of that booth, enter there. Don't say anything, no. Just be playing music, you hear? He said, I hear. You know how many years I don't wait for this? You cannot talk anything. Now talk, come on. I tell you, bring me, come. Let me this. This is the reason I came here. He said, I should not talk. He pulled out the drunk one, entered there, locked himself. He started to talk, say, my name is Les Brown, I'm here. He began to give them better yarn. After that first day, there was a demand for him on the radio, so that's how he got his first presenting job. He started as somebody serving coffee. He got his first presenting job. Today is one of the biggest motivational speakers. People pay as much as $10,000 to have lunch with him. Do you understand? That means you just share, you sit down, you have lunch, you just talk, $10,000. Praise God. That kind of food no go down. There's one thing me and my wife saw on the plane. It's a sleep bracelet. Honey, do you remember the price of that thing? Is it $300 or something? Sleep bracelet. If you wear the bracelet, it will make you sleep. It was $300. I said, I'm not going to sleep. If I don't spend $300, the anger of the money will make me either way. I won't sleep. $300 is 45,000 naira. I can't sleep now. No matter how the bracelet they make me sleep, I say, no. $400? No, I can't sleep. So persist. All right? Don't give up easily. If you really believe in that dream, life will try to shake you. Say, are you sure? Are you sure it's your... When you persist, life will have no choice but to surrender to you. I'll end with the story of this big bully that was fighting this small guy. Beat the guy the first day. The guy came the second day. Say, more fight again. He said, I will kill you. Beat him anyhow again second day. The third day, the guy came again. More fight again. After a while, now the bully can't beat the guy. Sorry. You need to wear out whatever is standing in your way. Hallelujah. I release grace tonight. That as you go back to the same place where they've told you there's no vacancy or there's no space or there's no loan or whatever. When you go back, I declare things will start to turn in your favor. There are many people that have come to meet me. One of my young sons is actually the first person that became a millionaire in this church. Many, many years ago, he was a student self that time. He got an idea to go and be taking pictures in a certain place. He said when he got there, they drove him away. That there's no guy who can be taking picture here. What do you think this is? It was a posh place, a classy place. He said, come take a picture. They drove me away. He came back to meet me. That they drove me home. I told him, go back. He went back and they allowed him. Hallelujah. I prophesy that place or that project or that thing that you have attempted or done or gone before, that they told you there's no vacancy. The same way God made room for Isaac, I declare he will make room for you. In the name of Jesus. The same way God made room for Isaac, I declare he will make room for you in the name of Jesus. For somebody here, maybe it's an appointment, maybe it's a promotion, and it seems there are some people that have blocked the place. I declare tonight that from now the door is open unto you in the name of Jesus. From now there's room at the top for you in the name of Jesus. Maybe it's an admission, like my story. Maybe you want to go to school. Maybe it's your master's or your first degree or whatever it is. I declare in that school that there's room for you in the name of Jesus. Maybe it's a job you're looking for. Maybe it's a business location you're looking for. Maybe it's a loan for your business. I declare as you go back, they will change their mind in the name of Jesus. As you go back, they will change the policy in the name of Jesus. As you go back, the story will change in the name of Jesus. That thing that you desire, I declare you will get it in the name of Jesus. Until it reaches you, it cannot finish. Until you get it, it's not over. In the name name of Jesus.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lift your hands wherever you are. Father, I bless every individual here, because everybody represents a dream. I declare that your dream will not die. I declare that vision will come to pass. I declare the resources will come for you. In the name of Jesus, that thing that you carry, nothing will kill it. Nothing will attack it. In the name of Jesus. Hey, I see your appointment coming. I see your letter coming. I see your phone call coming. Someone is going to be promoted this week. You will receive good news this week. In the name of Jesus. That place where they have told you is not possible. That place where they have told you there's no vacancy. That place where they have told you it cannot happen. I declare as you go back, their story will change in the name of Jesus. As you go back, the story will change in the name of Jesus. As you go back, they will change their mind in the name of Jesus. And you will return with a testimony. I say you will return with a testimony. If you believe it, shout it louder, amen. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. You will not give up easily. I say you will not give up easily. The way Isaac wore out the enemy, you too, you will wear out your challenges. You will wear out the enemy. The enemy will get tired before you get tired. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lift your hands and receive it this morning. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Lift your hands. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. I see someone getting an appointment here. I'm telling you, someone, they will call you and give you a position, give you an appointment that will change the rest of your life. There is an appointed time for someone here. You are about to enter the season where things will change for you. You are about to enter the season where you change platforms altogether. You are about to enter the big leagues from now. You are about to move from obscurity to popularity. In the name of Jesus, you are about to enter your new season. In the name of Jesus. Someone here, you have waited for so long. I declare your time has come. I say your time has come. I say your time has come. I say your time has come. The season of change has come. The time you have been waiting for has come. Your story changes from today. Your story changes from today. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will call you this week. They will write you this week. They will send you an email this week. In the name of Jesus. Before the end of this month, you will receive an outstanding good news. In the name of Jesus. By the end of this year, even you will not recognize yourself. In the name of Jesus. If you believe it, give God thanks this morning. Give him thanks. Glory. Glory to God. Give him thanks. It is happening already. Woo. Glory to God. Glory to God. Some of you will return home today to meet a testimony waiting for you. The good news will be waiting for you at home when you get home. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. 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 There's someone here, God is going to exceed your expectations. He's going to do more than whatever you were planning before. He's going to expand your horizon. In the name of Jesus, he's going to blow your mind. That means whatever you were thinking before, you will see God will do 10 times more in the name of Jesus. vision will be bigger than what you thought. That dream will be bigger than what you imagined. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I want our heads to be bowed. Please bow your heads wherever you are.